Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1067, for Saturday, December 6th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views edition. Re-entering at number 20, Shackleton Base, by Fabio Lopiano and Nestore Mangone, published by Sorry We Are French, with 17,808 views. That's about 200 fewer than last week's number 20. After climbing 5 last week, up 3 more to 19, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 18,732, about 900 more than Shackleton Base, and a gain of 7.4%. After 2 weeks in the top 10, including its debut at number 1, last week number 5, down 13 to 18, Eternal Dex by Hirokin, published by Trick Takers Games, with 19,033, 301 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 50%. Down one to 17, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 19,758, 725 more than Eternal Dex, a decline of 1.9%. Vaulting from 47 to 16, Take Time by Alexis Piovesan and Julien Protier, published by Libellude, with 20,926. 1,100 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 81%. Repeating at number 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 21,285, about 360 more than Take Time, a gain of 4.4%. Last week's number 1 tumbles down 13 positions to number 14, The Great Library, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 21,928. About 650 more than Brass, a decline of 55%, and the 103rd time that a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time going back almost 2 months, 8 weeks ago, when it was Dogs of War. After popping into the top 10, out of well outside the top 20, 2 weeks ago, it was number 9, fell back to 17 last week, now back up to 13, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 22,199. About 300 more than The Great Library, and a gain of 18%. Now we have back-to-back games continuing their rapid and consistent ascent up the chart. So the first is at number 12 on an 8-position climb from last week, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 22,342, 143 more than Galactic Cruise, a gain of 24%. As I say, you go back several weeks, it was number 48 around, shortly after Essen. Then it went to 37, up 5 to 32, up 10 to 22, up 2 more to 20, now up 8 more to 12. In a similar way, at number 11, going back to the same time period as Heat, it was outside the top 50, launched up to number 41, stepped up to 40, then up 7 to 33, up 14 last week to 19, now up 8 more to number 11. Flip 7 by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 22,717, about 400 more than Heat, and a gain of 25%. I don't know why either one of these games is performing as they are right now. The best guess I can offer on Flip 7 is that it's coming up on Christmas, and Maybe people are looking at that list of best-selling games that Board Game Geek runs. Every week updates, I must be updating. I don't know what the basis is, whether it's people adding it as games they own now, or whether it's through links on Board Game Geek's website. I would guess it's things that are added as owners. Flip 7 has been near the top of that list for some time because it's so inexpensive. Well, we have 5 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 1 to 14, The Great Library. From 5 to 18, Eternal Dex. From 8 to 41, oh, I missed it. From 10 to 24, Sanctuary. From 8 to 41, Aridia. And from 2 out of the top 100, Rove. Number 10, Vantage by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games, with 24,130, 1,400 more than Flip 7, a slight gain of 1.8%, but since the number 10 position has about 500 views more than it did last week, it loses one position. Number 9, Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 24,528. About 400 more than Vantage, and a gain of 34%. It returns to the top 10 after 6 months away, charting for the 28th time. And it has, just like Flip 7 and Heat, it has been on this continual upward progression over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Going back to that same time frame, it was number 46 when Heat was 48 and Flip 7 was just outside the top 50. Then Harmonies gained 8 to 38, up 5 to 33, up 8 to 25. Last week up 7 to 18, now up 9 more, all the way to number 9. And maybe it too is because of that bestseller list. It was number 2 there recently. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just on sale somewhere. Number 8. Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 25,188, 660 more than Harmonies, a gain of 7.7%, and after stepping back out of the top 10 for a week, last week it was at number 11, a 3-position climb back in. Number 7, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 33,506, more than 8,000 clear of Ark Nova. That's a larger gap than we saw between Ark Nova and Shackleton Base down at number 20. It is a 17% decline for Speakeasy after 2 weeks at number 3. It loses 4 positions. Number 6, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 33,663, just 157 more than Speakeasy, a 16% decline. It was number 4 last week, so whereas Speakeasy dropped 4 spots, The Old King's Crown only drops 2, though for the second week in a row. It was number 2 2 weeks ago. It also ends an 8-week run in the top 5 for The Old King's Crown. Number 5, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 34,726, about 1,100 more than The Old King's Crown, a decline of 3.1%, but not nearly as big a decline as those last two games had, so it steps up one position for the second week in a row, back into the top 5, the highest position it's seen in 3 months, since the first week of September, when it was number 5. This being its 63rd week in the top 10, that moves it into sole possession of number 17 on the most weeks list, passing Star Trek Attack Wing. Number 4, Hood by Lukasz Sasula and Mateusz Dasal, published by Phalanx, with 34,768, just 42 more than SETI. Multiple times what it had last week. It had about 6,000 views last week. This is a debut. The subtitle of Hood is Troubles in Sherwood, the setting being, you know, Sherwood Forest, or as it's called here, quote, a twisted version of medieval England. It is an asymmetrical game, and the publisher in its sales pitch says, quote, interaction is constant, progress requires conflict, victory demands control, unquote. It was also the subject of a Board Game Geek contest. Number 3, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games with 34,964, just under 200 more than Hood, only 238 more than SETI. It is an 8% gain and a 4-position gain to the highest position it's seen in the last 6 weeks. So, I mentioned there is an 8,000-view gap between Speakeasy at number 7 and Ark Nova at number 8, but the gap between Fate of the Fellowship at number 3 and Speakeasy at number 7, those 5 games, is a gap of only of less than 1,500 views. So, an unusually tight bunching right here in the upper to middle reaches of the top 10. Number 2. Tend by Max Anderson, Zach Dixon, Austin Harrison, and Toby Sarnell, published by IV Studio with 42,478, 7,500 more than Fate of the Fellowship, and about 9,000 more than Speakeasy at number 7. It's more than quadruple what it had last week, and a debut. Tend is a flip-and-write game. It says, quote, farm, explore, and fish on a cozy alien world, unquote. Number 1. Unstoppable by John D. Clare, published by Renegade Game Studios with 56,265, 14,000 clear of the rest of the list, and about 2.5 times what it had last week, sitting just outside the top 10 at number 11. So a 10-position climb as it re-enters the top 10 after 9 months away. Actually, it debuted about 18 months ago at number 3, then it reappeared 9 months later, 9 months ago, and now it has reappeared again to spend its first week at number 1. When it was on Kickstarter, the blurb for it was, quote, a roguelike momentum deck builder for solo or cooperative play. And it contained card crafting, which is what John D. Clare is kind of, that's his niche, the ability to change the cards in your deck, change the cards themselves, right? That's the crafting part. And again, deck building. It's set in an alien world. For Saturday, December 6th, 2025.